for coming this afternoon. In the auspicious presence of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, sometimes we hear the often used phrase that God is love. But very few people understand how God is love. Love and trust is the essential ingredient that unifies people. And creates harmony within one's lives and within society. It is described that this material world is like a big machine. And each and every living being is like a particular part of that machine. Now, you know, within an automobile, there is an engine, there is a transmission. Now all the different parts of the engine, which compose the machine, must work together for the purpose of driving the automobile forward to the destination it wants to achieve. Now, in the engine of the automobile, all of these parts are rubbing against one another. Huh? It is unavoidable that they all must rub. And in the process of rubbing against one another, working together, they push the automobile forward. Now, anyone who knows anything about automobiles knows that if you do not put oil in the engine, what happens? Due to the friction, there is a major breakdown, and the automobile cannot go anywhere. It is at a standstill. So within this machine of material nature we are living, we find that oftentimes, unavoidably, inevitably, there is friction amongst us. Sometimes there is friction amongst nations. Sometimes frictions amongst different religions. Sometimes frictions amongst different races due to different color skins or different social affiliations. Sometimes there is friction amongst friends. Sometimes frictions amongst family members. Sometimes frictions amongst even one's most dearly beloved object of affection. Sometimes there is friction even within your own heart, within your own mind. I use the word sometimes very generously. I'm being very polite. But in fact, there is always friction in all these places. And if you read the newspapers, look at your own home life, or just look in your own mind and heart, you'll find there's constantly friction taking place. And this friction is causing a major breakdown in progress toward peace, prosperity, and happiness in life. Is this not true? Nations have so much conflict with one another. In New York City, we have the United Nations, where all the great nations of the world sit together in one big building, and they have all the flags outside, which is declaring that we are all United Nations. But inside, if you go in and hear their conversations, there's only friction, only argument, only disagreement. Our Guru Maharaj used to say, actually in 1966, Srila Prabhupada went to the United Nations building. There was a very large demonstration for peace in front of the United Nations. So Srila Prabhupada went there with some devotees to chant the name of God, to tell them that this is the real peace formula. And when he looked at all the many, many flags of the different nations, he said, what this means is each flag speaks for itself against all the others. This is the disunited, the building of the disunited nations. When you go inside, you find that all these different representatives of the various countries, like barking dogs, they are simply barking at one another. That's all. My land, my space, keep away. I want your bone. That's all. So despite all men's attempts for harmony and unity, we find great friction in this machine of material society. Therefore, we have to understand what is the lubricant, what is the oil that can keep us working together without friction, so that we can move this vehicle of material society forward. Now we are at a standstill. The lubricant, the oil, is love and trust. Without love, without trust, there is inevitably friction, even amongst those who are most dear and near to us. What is love? Before we can establish love in our life, we have to understand what love is. I am from the United States of America. The popular conception of love is sex life. Huh? I love you. I want to make love to you. That means simply sex life. Is that love? It is simply exploitation of the other party for one's own selfish cravings. That is not love. That is lust, kama. Sometimes amongst family members, we want to give them gifts and we want to just make their minds very happy by giving them sense gratification. Is that love? Before we can have real love, we have to have real knowledge. Knowledge comes first, and love is a realization of that knowledge. We are the eternal soul. We are part of God. Everything is the property of God, and everything is meant for His enjoyment. And one who understands that he is the best well-wishing friend of all of us, that person attains real love. Krishna says in Gita, Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhridam sarva bhutanam gyatvamam shantim richchati. That I am the proprietor of everything that exists, and everything is meant for my pleasure. And I am the best well-wishing friend that can give the ultimate happiness to all. One who understands this attains real peace. We are constantly depending on the mercy of God at every moment. Man has developed very big industrial development factories throughout the world. But the essential needs of everyone's life are the gifts of God and God alone. The Brahmins, they chant the Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhur Bhuva Sva Tat Sabatur Varenyam Varenyam. They pray that the Lord Narayan is in the sun. Without the benediction of the rays of the sun,
We cannot live for a moment. This whole world will be destroyed.
Without the rains falling from the clouds, we have seen there is drought and suffering. And if it does not come soon, we will die. Without the air to breathe, we cannot live for more than a few seconds. We are completely depending on the mercy of God at all times. To be constantly aware of our debt to God, of our obligation, and of our dependence on God, that is knowledge. Even if you have the greatest PhD from the most distinguished university in all the world, if you are forgetful that you are completely depending on the mercy of God, your life is totally in ignorance. Huh? So therefore, real love and trust must be on the principle of knowing God. Until we first learn how to love God, we cannot possibly have the power to love anyone or anything on this earth. In the Bible, Lord Jesus Christ, when he was asked, what is the first and foremost of all commandments? He said, to love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. And then to love your neighbor as yourself. Every living being, factually, is our neighbor. Without first establishing love of God, there is no question of love for the neighbor, for anyone. So therefore, the Brahma Sutra declares, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, the first duty of a human being is to learn how to love God. The Garga Upanishad says, Yova etadaksharam gargi avrit lashma praitisha kripana. That if you take this rare human birth and you leave your body without learning the art of loving God and loving all living beings, then the value of your life is no better than that of the cats or dogs who also live their life through for their personal sense gratification. So this is the duty. And with this understanding, we can learn how to love. We can learn how to love our friends, our relatives, our family members, and all living beings. So what is the greatest gift we can offer to another? Generally in this world, we show our love, we express by offering a gift. Huh? Just like today, we are celebrating one young boy's birthday. And I would like to very proudly say that this boy's mother and father, they are truly expressing real love for their child. Why? Because not only are they giving him the pleasure of having a party, but the center point of the party is Krishna. Because it is taking place in Krishna's temple, in the presence of Krishna's devotees, accompanied by the sound of the name of Krishna, not only will they enjoy, but they will understand deep within their consciousness. They will have an awareness of the importance of God in my life. Huh? They will have an understanding of the importance of God in their life. And this is the greatest gift you can offer another, is this understanding. This is the highest expression of love. They will take nice prasad, spiritual food, to purify their consciousness. As well as enjoying a nice feast, they will become closer to God. So really, the parents of this child are truly expressing love. What is the name of the parents? Who are the parents?
Mohan Chetty
and his wife. We would like to thank them for offering this very beautiful example. Indeed, Lord Rishabhdev has explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Guru na sasyat, swajani na sasyat, pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat. That one has no right taking the position of a parent, a teacher, a demigod, or a guru, unless one can show real love to that person who depends on him, which means to give that person the understanding by which that person never has to suffer birth and death in this material world again. Because you know, in this world, every one of us has a birthday, and we also have a day of our death. It is inevitable. We celebrate our birthday, and then when we depart from this world, everyone celebrates with mourning and sorrow our disappearance. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, for one who has been born, death is inevitable, and for one who dies, rebirth is inevitable. This is the ways of this world. The question we must ask is how we are loving the soul of those who are born and those who are leaving, those who are appearing in this world and those who are disappearing. According to the Vedas, when a person departs from this world, it is the duty of the family members, it is the duty of the friends, it is the duty of the well-wishers to show real and true love for that person by performing sacrifice and by praying for the elevation of that person's soul to come closer to God. In this way, the soul never dies. Krishna says in Gita, Na jayate mriyate vakata chinnayan bhutva bhavita vanabhuya na hanyate hanyamane sarire. For the soul, there is neither birth nor death. For the soul, there is no birthday, and there is no funeral day. The soul is eternal. It is primeval. It is not slain when the body is slain. Vasam sijyanani yatha vihaya navani granati naroparani tathasarirani vihaya janani anyati samyani navani dehi. A self-realized soul sees that death is just a change of clothes for the soul. Real love is how I am helping the soul of that person. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Lord Narsingadev to Prahlad Maharaj that one who becomes a sincere devotee of Lord Krishna, of the Supreme Lord, that person becomes so dear to the Lord that 10 generations of the past, of all relatives and ancestors, and 10 generations in the future, they all attain liberation from the sufferings of the laws of karma. So the greatest love we can show to those who are with us today and those who are left us is by becoming lovers of God. Because in spiritual life, whatever advancement we make, all those connected to us in the past, present, and future are benefited. This is the word of God. This is the promise of God. Our Dr. Radha Krishna recently, his beloved mother left us. Of course, it is very natural that there is sorrow and that there is bereavement and the loss of someone that is near and dear to us. And those sentiments, even among spiritual personalities, should not be neglected. We should not think that that is something bad. That is something natural. But the most important thing is, how are we helping that person? How are we loving that person? Dr. Radhakrishna, what is his other name? He is actually showing the highest expression of love for his beloved mother, because he is dedicating his life in prayerful service to the Lord. His mother is guaranteed liberation from the repetition of birth and death. Is there any greater gift than that? Now, does this mean one has to live in a temple, renounce all social affairs in order to show this love? Not at all. Arjuna was asked to continue his duty, but to make God the center, to perform all of his duties in service to the Lord, to cultivate love of God under the direction of a spiritual master. Whether one is a businessman or a priest, whether one is a nun or a housewife, whether one is a lawyer or a doctor or a farmer or a street sweeper or a student, if one cultivates devotion to God by associating with saintly persons and chanting his holy name, then one can continue one's activities, make advancement in our real path of life to know God and to love God. And with whatever wealth we attain through our spiritual practice, automatically all those who are near and dear to us, by the grace of God, they achieve the benefits of that wealth. So whether we are observing a birthday or a disappearance day, or whether we are simply meeting in an ordinary manner in this world, we should keep God in the center of our life and understand that that is the true quality of love that we can offer our beloved. So we sit here today before Radha Gopinath. We pray for those who we love, and we purify our lives for their benefit and for our benefit, for the benefit of the world. That is the real purpose of our mission in this world. And how do we purify our hearts? It is a simple process: by chanting the names of God. There is no one in any class of life that has an excuse that they cannot chant the names of God. There are many names of God. Whatever your natural religious affiliation is, you chant the name of God from that religion. Here we are chanting the Maha Mantra: Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. This mantra, the sound vibration of God's holy name, invokes the divine presence of God and invokes love of God from our heart. So indeed, it is this name of God which is the lubricant, the oil, that completely alleviate all the sufferings due to friction in this world. And it is by chanting the name of God
that we can become spiritually wealthy and distribute this fortune to those we love. And then our love will have real meaning. It will have real benefit, the ultimate benefit. So let us keep God in the center. Let us associate with saintly persons, chant the names of the Lord, and share this glory with the world. This is the peace formula. When we say God is love, we must understand who is God and how to love God. Then we will understand how God is love, and how by keeping God between ourselves and all others, we can learn what is love. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.